TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All those vibes, all that fun, the 7-game win streak, all that, I think they officially cooled off a while ago. But now they're officially in trouble. They went from riding high to cooling off to, oh my God, this team is in trouble in the span of about, I don't know, a week, 2 weeks, not even, 10 days. You follow a streaky baseball team. You root for a streaky baseball team here, Red Sox Nation. Hate to be the one to break that to you. And right now, that streak is going right down the back of their trousers. This is unfortunate what we're seeing right here. And that thing last night, an emotional day at the park, to be sure. A day full of incredible stories, 2 days full of incredible stories from the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. And a day of incredible generosity and giving from Red Sox Nation. You talk about the environment of Fenway Park and what that feels like to the players, and you hear the players talk about it, Alex Cora and everybody. I'd say the feel in Fenway Park over the last 2 days was about as serious and positive as I think it's been, I don't know, ever. When the Jimmy Fund telethon is going on, I think that all of those things are ratcheted up in a way that is really sort of hard to describe, but you know it while you're there, and you feel it while you're there. And with all of that said, you know, you're looking at a Red Sox team that some truths we knew about them, like they don't lose often at Fenway. They certainly don't lose consecutive games at Fenway. They don't lose Garrett Crochet starts, two consecutive Garrett Crochet starts. They've never done that before. Well, actually, they have, but they haven't done it in a long time. Certain things that you just kind of expect, that you expect to see, that you've grown to expect with this team after a rough couple of months to start the year. They've, I think, found their lane in a lot of ways. They've improved to become a wild card team, which they still are, by the way. And I've been hearing people talk about them today like they're 5 games back of the wild card now, which they most certainly aren't. But that last night, that was troubling. That was a troubling loss in every possible sense of the word. Troubling for the roster, troubling for the manager, troubling for the third base coach, troubling for the starting pitcher. There weren't a whole lot of people that really should avoid blame for that thing last night. There was a lot of blame to go around. You know, Aroldis Chapman, you can't blame him, I guess. He had a nice inning. But other than that, I mean, it was pretty awful. It was a pretty awful way to lose. The consecutive innings with the bases loaded, I mean, everything you could possibly say about it's been said today. I don't have too much else to say. Ouch. Ouch. Thank you. Thank you, Will. Ouch is right. One time, it's a problem. Two straight innings, it's... You kidding me? A third straight inning? Three straight innings with the bases loaded? Then it's just, that's you, you know? That's just what you are. First time, you know, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, shame on everybody, you know? Third time, you can't drive a run in. Shame on everybody. And I have some thoughts on the play at the plate that didn't happen. I have some thoughts on Nate Eaton getting held at third base, which I will get to a little bit later on in the show. But what I want to talk about right now is a statement that was made to me by multiple different people. McAdam, Fleming, I think Brooksy even said that. Everybody that I discussed this with around the trade deadline, after the trade deadline was over, and that whimper of a trade deadline that this team ended up doing and executing. After that was over, I asked a lot of different people the same question. I said, and I need to work on that, but I asked a lot of different people the same question. And that was, why should we believe that this year will be different? Why should we believe that the Red Sox in 2025, in the final 2 months of the season, are not going to be like the 2024 Red Sox, the 2023 Red Sox, the 2022 Red Sox? And why are they going to be like the 2021 Red Sox? What's to make a, why should we believe that? And one thing we kept hearing, and one answer that I kept hearing, was this team's different. It's a different team. This isn't the 2024 Red Sox. This isn't the 2022. It's not any of those teams. This team has an ace. This team has a star closer. This team has different platoon players and role players who all know exactly what their role is, and they're so great against righties when they're in there to hit. And they got young players who may have some dips offensively, but you know that they're building towards something, and you can see flashes of it already. And things that we all sort of got fed as excuses for why they didn't want to make big moves at the deadline, why they didn't want to break up this major league team. We're not trading anybody from the major league roster, right? We're not doing that because this team is so good as currently constituted. I, Craig Breslow, did such a wonderful job at assembling this team that there is no earthly way, even if it was to bring in a number two starter or maybe even a potential 1B next to Crochet, we could not possibly peel a layer off this team. We just can't do it. We can't. Even though we have five outfielders and three starting pitchers, we can't trade any of them.
Teams have to like our players.
It's just, it's impossible. And when he said that, he was talking about their minor leaguers, because they were not willing to go that extra mile, at least according to the reports. I know that there was talk about that Jaron Duran offer and that they shot it right down. It seems like anytime anybody on the roster was brought up or asked about in a trade, it was shot down quickly. Even when value-wise, you were probably getting a little bit more value, starting pitching and so forth, than having all these outfielders. And that's not to say I think they should have traded Jaron Duran, but it is to say that I think their steadfast approach of nobody off the major league roster, that's a deal breaker. We're sticking to just minor league. It's you can have any of these prospects you want, but you can't take anybody off the major league roster. Well, here we are. And you know what, by the way? The major league roster, have you taken a look at the transactions lately since the All-Star break, since the deadline? A lot of guys getting DFA'd. A lot of guys getting the option back down to the minors. You know, a lot of just a carousel, basically, of these triple, quadruple A players, these pitchers, you know, position players, guys coming up for a spell. Sometimes it's because of, you know, Abreu's injured or something like that, but not always. David Hamilton, that wasn't from an injury. Okay, all these relief pitchers, Alcala and all these guys, they keep cycling through here. Campbell, who's the other kid they just sent down that they just brought up? Moran. You know, these are all guys who are pitching innings for this team lately. They're out there. They're pitching in big spots. They're pitching in games maybe where they don't have the lead, but it's not completely out of hand. And there's just this rotation of relievers that you can never really count on. And some of them are getting optioned down. Some of them are getting DFA'd. But right now there's about five guys on this team that on another team would probably have been DFA'd already. Or not DFA'd, but at least sent down to the minors. And if they were out of options, then yeah, DFA'd. You know, and I'm talking about regular position guys. Not guys that I think anybody was trying to trade for. But guys like Yoshida, okay? You know, guys like Connor Wong. You know, guys like Campbell and Buehler and some of these other players who just are all season long been underperforming. And I'm not saying that because I want to call for anyone's job or anything like that. I hope that these guys can turn it around. I mean, there's some place. Sedan Rafaela hasn't had a hit in I don't even know how long. All right? And there was a time where he was one of your most promising young players. This year, it was was part of that time. When he gets hot, he's unbelievable. When he's cold, he's been a negative for you since the All-Star break. A net negative, even with that great defense. He is a liability at the plate right now, as are a lot of guys. A lot of guys that I remember Breslow and other people telling me around the trade deadline that the reason why we're not going for these big moves is because we like all these players. We like all these platoons. We like all these righty-lefty splits. We like this team the way it is. And this team the way it is, I'm just not sure is up for it. And I'm not sure if the manager's up for it. I'm not sure if the coaches are up for it, the scouts. I'm not sure if the people in the front office are necessarily up for it. And I mean that in every facet of the organization. What else can you say about a team that for the umpteenth year in a row just refuses to go for it at the trade deadline, even when they are right there in the smack dab in the middle of the wild card, and they just will not do it. They won't allow them to do it. You got a runner on third base. You want to send them home. We can't do it. We did all this research before the series. You hear Cora after the game? Well, we made this decision before the series. You did? You made a decision about this particular situation and exactly what you were going to do and how you were not. If the ball went a certain distance, you weren't going to send a guy from third base to run on Couser, which, by the way, and I love Mego dearly, but Mego said that Couser doesn't have a good arm. He's got the 17th strongest arm in baseball at any position. In the whole major leagues, he throws the ball on average about 93 miles an hour. And I only looked that up because, first of all, I Googled who throws the ball the hardest in the majors, and StatCast has a whole list. And there's Couser right there, number 17 on the list. You know, which isn't, like, great, but considering that's every position player in the whole league, it's a lot of players. 17 is pretty good. So, yeah, I understand not necessarily wanting to run on him, but you got to understand the situation that you're in. And I do have a theory on why that all happened the way it did. I'll share it with you in just a little bit. But is this team really different? Fleming and everybody told me it's a different team. They're not going to fall apart like these other ones because they're different. This looks the same. This looks like the same kind of pants crapping that we've been watching for 3 years. And I'm just, you know, I know the signs. I know what it looks like. And almost every year, there's been one of these kind of games where it's not necessarily striking out three straight innings with the bases loaded to end the inning and not score any runs, but just a statement game, a game that makes the fans sort of sit up and go, oh my God, it's happening again. And, you know, it seems like it's always right around this time of year. It was right around this time of year with Cora and the Bear Claw game. Remember that? That was third week of August, I think. I mean, this is when it happens. I warned you about this last week. This is when it happens, for better or for worse. And I know there's a lot of new players on this team. I know. But there's a lot of the same guys on this team, too, and it's the same manager. And it keeps happening. And I'm tired of it. I mean, really, I'm tired of it. If this is that potential turning point here, then the Red Sox are in a world of trouble. This month of September could get very, very ugly here if these next four games against the Yankees don't go the Red Sox way. It could be a bloodbath, like a real, like, you know, and I don't say that lightly. As you all know, I mean, this is very much tied into what I do and my time slot and everything else. And we got a football season starting here in, 3 weeks? You know, and a full month of Red Sox baseball on at night. And if this team spirals out of control and this free fall keeps going on for another couple of weeks here, September is going to be rough. It's going to be rough, and I'm not ready for that. I'm not ready for that. Not with this team. Not with the highs that I've seen with this team. Not with the peaks that have been achieved. I understand that they're streaky. I understand that they can go cold. But I'm not ready to give up on this team. I'm not ready for this team to just be background noise, and you shouldn't be either. But if you can't defend your home field against the Marlins and the Orioles, then, you know, I don't know what else to say. I don't know how else to put it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yes, Joe.
I'll ask you this. Since you're clearly, you're worried, but you're not hitting the panic button.
Oh, like no, I'm hitting it.
Oh, you're hitting the panic button.
Panic button's been hit.
Okay.
Panic button's been hit officially.
Okay, so
I didn't pee my pants now, and that was a promise
that I made.
That's
good. That
was if they lost to the Marlins, but, you know, if I was on before that Orioles series and I had made that same kind of thing, right now I would be in here and I would have to follow up on that.
Okay, then if you're fully going to say the season's over, they're going to lose their playoff spot, what would they have to do? Like, how do they need another week of playing bad like this? Do they lose 3 out of 4? Against the Yankees, where what's your timeline?
Losing 3 out of 4 to the Yankees, I think, will expedite the process, sure. But really what it's about to me, I guess with the Yankees, because they're the team, I was about to say right behind you, but now they've leapfrogged you again. They're up a game on you now, full game, with the Mariners continuing to play well. You still, you know, have Cleveland and Kansas City. Kansas City's won 4 in a row. How far would it have to go? I'd say, I don't know, two more weeks of this, and I'd say you're pretty much background noise for the rest of the year, yeah.
Because, I mean, there is, when you look at their schedule, they have some room to make up some ground. Because after the Yankees, they go to the Orioles again for 4.
Yeah.
Then they get Pittsburgh. Again, these aren't walk in the parks. We thought Miami and Baltimore.
They get Skeens in that Pittsburgh series, you know?
Right, but it's like you can get some time with Cleveland in that 3-game series. You have Arizona. They're traveling out there. The Athletics. Like, there is time to make up this ground. But I do agree with you. If it doesn't happen soon, then there is more concern than there already is.
Yeah, there certainly should be. And listen, the Yankees, the Red Sox have been smoking the Yankees all year. Whenever the Red Sox are in trouble, the Yankees are exactly the cure for what ails them. And that's been great, by the way. I've loved that. I've really been enjoying that. But I just get the feeling that that's over. Okay? This team is cold. This team is ice cold. And if you need any further evidence of that, just go back and watch the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings last night again. If you want to torture yourself, that is an ice cold team. And for now, you got everybody pitching who I want to see pitching. You got your top 4 guys, no Bueller going against the Yankees. I think that's great. But I also am concerned that the Yankees have now woken up. They hit 9 home runs yesterday. What did they? I mean, something ridiculous like that. Good for the Dong Report, but we didn't have one yesterday. So unfortunately, it's all for naught. And they've won 4 or 5 in a row, and they're starting to hit, and they're heating up right now. They've passed you. It's happening at a bad time, but there's not really a good time for this. There are less than 6 weeks left in the season. The Red Sox have to decide if they're going to be just another loser Red Sox team that fades away into the rest of the summer, if they're going to be something different, like Fleming said, like McAdams said, like everybody said. That's not going to happen this year because this team's different. All right, well, let's see it. You want to be different? Be different. Right now, I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing the same thing from Breslow that I saw from him last year and that I saw from Chaim Bloom. I'm seeing the same things from Alex Cora, and I'm seeing the same things from the product on the field. Ridiculous losses, inexcusable play, stupid mistakes, situational hitting that just makes you want to keel over in your seat. Trevor Story swinging, and the guy just walked 5 people, it seemed like, and Story's up there hacking. You know, and these are your veterans, too. Someone the other day were like, well, you know, is this one of those games where you're really worried about the trade deadline? I said, no. You had all your guys. You had Bregman at the plate. You had Story at the plate. You had Duran at the plate. You had everybody up there that you wanted to have up there. Batting with the bases loaded at one point or another. You had all your guys. All right? Yeah, sure. Would it be nice if Josh Naylor was on the team or Eugenio Suarez or somebody like that? Sure. Yeah, that'd be fine, too. But you had all your guys. They all got a rip at it, and they all blew it. And, you know, I mean, that's just how it goes sometimes. It's only one game in a long season. But, you know, so was that Bear Claw game. So there's been a lot of games like that. And you know him when you see him. I know him when I see him. And I don't like what I'm seeing.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.